We're speaking yesterday about the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We quoted the Shulchan Aruch in Yeradeya, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Simen Reish Ayin Vav, that there is an Isser to erase even one letter of the Shiva Shemos She'enam Nimchakim, those seven names that, because they are Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may never be erased. We mentioned the list in the Shulchan Aruch, Yudke Vavke, Shem Adnus, Kael, Eloka, Elokim, Shakai, Tzvakos. Some have the Girsa Shulchan Aruch quotes of Kaya, Asher Kaya. And the Zahirus with regard to the Shem of Hashem is not just with regard to the prohibition to erase it, but also we find the Zahirus in the Poskim in terms of the proper pronunciation of the Shem of Hashem. There's an interesting tshuva in the Nidah Behuda, in Or Chaim, at the very beginning of the Sefer, Simen Beis. He has a tshuva to the Sephardi Kehila in Hamburg, Germany. Apparently there was a machlokas between the Parnas of that Sephardi Kehila with another Chacham in Hamburg with regard to the Shem Adnus. Is the Nagina, is the emphasis supposed to be Milara or Milael? Milara meaning the last syllable, and Milael meaning perhaps a second to last syllable. In Lashon HaKodesh, just to read to you from Sefer Lashon Chaim, in Lashon HaKodesh, the emphasis is almost always Milara, the last syllable of the word. Bereshis bara. Under certain circumstances, the emphasis is on an earlier syllable, the second last syllable, Hashamayim Haaretz. So most of the time, the Nagina is supposed to be Milara, last syllable. Sometimes, under special conditions, it gets pushed up to the second last syllable, Hashamayim Haaretz. So there was a machlokas, apparently, in Hamburg amongst these two individuals, which is the proper emphasis when it comes to the Shem Adnus. So first thing the Buddha says, why are you sending these shilas to Chachamim? Ask the Balei Mikra. He says, and aside from that, why are you sending the shilas all the way from Germany to me here in Prague? He says, is there nobody there that can pass such a Zavar Pashut for you? He says, this is Zavar Pashut, afilu tinoko shebes rabban yodim. Now he prefaces this by saying that b'chachmas hadiktuk ein li yad v'shem. Interesting comment that he just says, I don't have experience in Chochmas HaDikduk. He says, Lo lamadate me'olam afilu efes kotze mechochmazu. I never learned even the slightest bit of Dikduk. Then he proceeds to say, this is Dabar Pashat, he says, everyone knows Sherov HaMilos Milara. Most of the Lashon HaKadosh words are Milara. With certain exceptions, he writes, if the last syllable can't be the syllable on which the te'ima, the tama mikra, is pronounced on. He says, or other reasons known to the medaktikim, then sometimes the emphasis is pushed up mila'el to an earlier syllable. But in general, the emphasis is on the last syllable. So he writes, when it comes to Shem Hashem, why shouldn't we follow the regular rules? After all, he says, the nun, has a tenua gedola, which is a kamatz, and it's a Noch Nira, that means the Yud, at the very end of the word of the Shem Hashem, Shem Adnus, is a Shva Noch. There's no vowelization under the Yud, but it's a Nira. It's a, you hear it. For example, in Dikduk, there is a Noch Nira and there's a Noch Nistar. The word Bereshis ends with the Suf as a Shva Noch Nira. You hear the sound of the Shva under the Suf, Bereshis. The word Bara, the Aleph, has no sound that you notice under the Aleph. It's a say Noch Nister. So says the Nidah Behuda, in the Shem Adnus, the Nun has a Kamatz to a Gedola, and the Yud at the very end is a Shva Noch Nira. And so he writes, there's no suffix at all that the Ta'am, the emphasis in the Shem Hashem, Shem Adnus, should be Milara, Velo Shamanu Me'olam Shom Pikpuk B'dar V'zeh. So the emphasis should be on the second half of the word, the last syllable in the word, the Noi syllable in the pronunciation of the Shem Hashem. That's one ha'ara with regard to the pronunciation of Shem Hashem. Another ha'ara, and this relevant to today, whenever we recite Hallel, there's also one of the Shiva Shemos in Hallel that sometimes you hear the Chazan pronouncing incorrectly. Important to be aware. In Hallel, B'tzeis Yisrael B'mitzrayim, very end of that paragraph, Milifnei Adon Chuli Aretz, Milifnei Eloka, or Eloka Yaakov. But the pronunciation is not supposed to be the way it appears if you were to read the word with the patach under the hay. It's not lo ha. The same way when you see the word viruach elokim, the word viruach is not pronounced virucha, it's pronounced viruach. So too, when it comes to this word eloka, although the patach is under the hay, it's not pronounced lo ha, or sometimes you hear chazanim mistakenly pronouncing it as lo ha. It's supposed to be pronounced same way ruach is pronounced with as if there's an aleph before the ches. Ruach, so too, lo-ah. It's as if there's an aleph with a patach before the hey. This can be found in the Sefer Dikduk Elio, which is the Kloy Dikduk of the Gra, which has now been republished with a commentary called Dak Adak. And the Vilna Gaon writes that the letters hey, ches, and ayin, when they appear at the end of a word, example I gave, ruach, for example, or this example, eloka, the last letter being a ha, not a ka, but it's not pronounced with the patach under the hey. The Gra writes, these letters, hey, ches, ayin, at the end of a word, when there's a patach there, you read the patach as if there is an aleph genuva, he calls it, as if it's aleph, hey, aleph, ches, and the patach is under the aleph, under the ches. Okay, so that's an important to be aware of, because you say Hallel every month, and a habitzar for saying it quietly to ourselves, but if we're diving for the Amud, and we're saying it out loud, all the more critical to be aware of this pronunciation. So once again, those letters, when they appear at the end of a word, hey, ches, and ayin, and there is a patach under that last letter, it's not pronounced the way it appears to be written, it's pronounced as if there was an aleph before that last letter, and the aleph has the patach. So just keep in mind, hey, ches, and ayin, ruach, not rucha. And if we were to distinguish, as the Yemenites do, in the pronunciation of an ayin, the word re'ah, also, now we generally, most of us don't distinguish between aleph and ayin, but if we were, it would be pronounced as if it was aleph ayin, re'ah, not just reish ayin, but reish aleph ayin. And so too, the word gavoa, or in this case, eloka, it's as if it's an aleph before the hey. So gavoah and elo, not ka, but not ha, but ah. Okay, so important to be aware of that pronunciation. To read the pasuk again, midlafnei adon chuli arts, midlafnei elo ah, Yaakov. Patach under the aleph. And then the hey is a almost like a shva nach. Nira says the Gra. Same way it's ruach. The same would be for this word as well. So that's also the second important har with regard to the pronunciation of Shem Hashem. As Nebi Yehuda says, first ara, it's supposed to be pronounced mila ra, with the emphasis on the noi, the last syllable. And the second ara here, tiktuk elio, the Gra, that it's pronounced with an aleph genuva. Same way ruach is an aleph genuva. Gavoah is an aleph genuva. So too, milafnei Eloah Yaakov, it's an Aleph Genuva at the very end of that word.